Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Rabbi Eitan Ash, Rabbi of Chabad of Savoy. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing today?
Thank you, Howard. Thank you very much for the opportunity. All good.
So I've been following this on social media, and you know, first I see you blowing the shofar with this person and that person, and then finally I saw that there you were with President Cyril Ramaphosa, and you blew the shofar for him. And I thought it's such an interesting initiative. Is it the first time that you've done this?
The first time I've done the initiative this way. Mm-hmm. The last 2 years during COVID, what happened, obviously we thought no one was able to get together.
Right.
And we weren't able to hear shofar on a daily basis. So I actually got people from around the world to go blow the shofar at different places.
Oh, lovely.
So every day I'd get a shofar blowing from all over the world. And this year I decided, you know what, let's get this positivity. Instead of getting iconic places around the world, let's actually get positive messages from different South African leaders, businessmen, sportsmen, politicians, whoever they might be, a universal positive message, and then blow the shofar thereafter.
And why it's such a great thing is because it's not about politics. It's not about, you know, and we have so much of that, where Judaism and the practice of Judaism, observance of Judaism has become so murky in places like South Africa, where it's hard to distinguish between politics and religion. And what this talks to is plain, focused observance and the values and traditions of the religion.
Correct, sir. So this has been totally away from all form of politics whatsoever. It's really about the two things that we do have freedom of religion in this country. To touch to pure religion, to the point of your blowing yourself on. And the same thing that every single person needs of every form of creed in this country is positivity.
Hmm.
And really that's what it is about. It's about the nature of positivity tied to the message of blowing yourself on, which is, again, a message of a pure sound. Each and every one of us is pure. Each and every one of us has potential. And let's bring our potential, our positive energy, to what I believe is one of the greatest countries in the world.
Why is the sound of the shofar linked? How is it linked to a message of positivity?
So again, so what the shofar really represents, it obviously represents from a Torah point of view, the story of the Akedah Yitzchak, that obviously we saw Mount Hashem, that obviously Abraham was prepared to sacrifice his son. He didn't at the end. And then he found the ram inside the bushes and he sacrificed the ram instead. We use a ram's horn to the positivity of our total commitment to anything positive in life. But at the same time, a shofar has a simple sound. All instruments play music. And you can change that music to suit the style. A shofar is a pure, genuine sound. It's about the genuine sound inside every one of us. Every one of us have that sound. We have that potential. We've got that strength. We've got that capability. We often negate ourselves. The shofar reminds us that don't forget who you are. Don't forget the power that you have. Don't forget the inner talent that every one of us have. Awaken it. Wake it up and bring it in this upcoming year.
Right. And the different sounds of the shofar?
So listen, the sounds themselves that represent the long sounds, obviously, the shofarim, which is the three middle ones, the trua, which is the non-short ones. And again, we all have our different moments in life. Sometimes we have a good long streak. Sometimes we have these broken moments like the trua. But again, all of the sounds represent the same story. We go through different stages of our lives. I'll talk to somebody recently that life is like a roller coaster. There is incredible laugh. There is incredible ups and downs. And then at the end of it, if our roller coaster is over, you pass away. It's not the truth. We've called them different roller coasters. We have different moments of our life. We still walk through the theme park of life. And the shofar, I believe, almost represents the different roller coasters we have. Some are scarier, some are not. Some are scarier, some are shofarim, some are scarier. We're all in our different moments. But we're still in the life that we all live. And we've still got opportunities we all have.
Tell me about meeting President Cyril Ramaphosa and his message.
So his message was actually quite incredible. I actually had a nice chat before. We spoke about, the different types of Jews and the amount of black Jews in South Africa, Ethiopians in Israel. We spoke about actually the positivity within South Africa. I spoke to him. I mentioned the expand of the nation of Bava Jareba. I said Africa would be good. So Mashiach comes a better day after. And he just loved the idea of positivity. He said that he openly said there's big challenges in the country, but the truth is there is positivity at the same time. We've got the capability of positivity. And if we can all find the positivity inside of ourselves, we can build this incredible, amazing country.
Rabbi Eitan Esh, Rabbi of Chabad of Savoy, spreading positivity in such a magnificent and meaningful way. Just keep doing the great work that you are doing.